Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one of you, on this Thanksgiving Eve. Amen. And I know those pots are going. Amen. Our preparations are being made with the meats and everything. I know it's already going on. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Listen, and you took time out to come and be with us, Lord God, in between times. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you. We thank you for joining us. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network Global, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. Jesus, we just bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Truly, 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 the Lord has done us well, and we're so grateful for it. Again, we thank God for you for coming out to join us here on this Thanksgiving Eve. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have been busy, busy, busy all day long. But I thank God, amen, as the hour was drawing nigh, amen, I began to gain strength, amen, because I knew it was time that we come into fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Amen. God bless you on tonight again. God bless you, each and every one of you. Any of our newcomers, we want to say welcome on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We're grateful. We are grateful that you have joined us on tonight. We are so very, very grateful. Thank you. Thank you again. Amen. Thank you to our listeners from far and near. Amen. All of our international listeners, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you. We realize there are so many different time zones that we're crossing, but we just thank God that you have elected to come and join us at this time. Amen. Truly, it is a blessing indeed, and we thank God for it. Amen. Thank you for making the sacrifice. Thank you for making the sacrifice to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for you. Amen. We again thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord is great, and he is greatly to be praised. He is great, great, great. And greatly to be praised. And we are so thankful. Amen. We're so thankful in this hour. Glory to God. We're so very thankful. Amen. For his goodness, for his grace. Amen. And I tell you, as we're nearing, coming up to this Thanksgiving, I know that there's so many things that we can be grateful for and that we're thankful for. Amen. As the psalm says, amen, count your blessings. Name them one by one. And when we begin to count our blessings, my God, and we begin to see what the Lord has done, people of God, listen, your heart just get overwhelmed. Your heart just get overwhelmed when you begin to think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done. Glory to God. Oh, yeah, it makes you overwhelmed now. It makes you overwhelmed. I'm telling you, it just touches your heart. Amen. Glory to God. When you think of the things that should have happened, amen, when you think of, glory to God, the time, amen, that we didn't walk in obedience, the time that we missed them, amen, glory be to God. And because we missed them, amen, this or that could have happened, glory to God. But the Lord saw fit to have mercy on us, amen. Listen, when you just begin to think of the mercies of the Lord, when you just begin to think on the mercies of God, I'm telling you, people, God, it makes your heart so very grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. So very, very grateful. So we thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to join us on tonight. God bless you, each and every one. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We just want to thank God for all. Listen, we have, now we are reaching into 40 42 countries. We're reaching into 42 countries, and we say this in total humility, amen, because even we ourselves are so very shocked because we know that this is totally the Lord's doing, and it's so marvelous in our eyes, amen. It's so marvelous, glory be to God. It's nothing that we've done, glory to God, but sheer the mercies of God, the hand of God that's leading and guiding us, amen. So here we are, people of God, reaching now into 42 countries, glory to God, and have a listening audience of 14 million people. My God, can somebody say to God be the glory? Somebody say it with me again, to God be the glory. Amen. We're just in awe. We're just in awe for all that the Lord is doing. Truly, we are in awe for what he is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're grateful. We're grateful tonight. Amen. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. And grateful that you, people of God, you've been here with us every step of the way. You've been right here with us every step of the way. Amen. And we're just so grateful for that. Amen. Glory be to God. We're very, very, very grateful. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good. The Lord is good, 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 good. Amen. Glory to God. There's a song that says, God is good, good, good. He's done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. And the walls, they come tumbling down. And the walls, they come tumbling down, and the walls, they come tumbling down when we begin to praise the Lord. Oh, God is good, good, good. He's done me well. Oh, my soul, rise up and praise the Lord. And the walls, they come tumbling down. And the walls, they come tumbling down. And the walls, they come tumbling down. When we begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just felt that song in my spirit tonight. Amen. Truly, the Lord is good to us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. He's good to us. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, the walls come tumbling down when we begin to give God praise. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We're just so grateful that you've decided to join us again. Amen. We're just so very, very great tonight. Amen. For this time, for this opportunity. Amen. On this Thanksgiving Eve. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. No matter, amen, how you're listening on tonight, whether you're listening via radio or whether you're listening via podcast, we said thank you and welcome. Amen. Whether you're listening via Facebook, glory to God, or whether you dialed into the platform, amen, we just give the Lord thanks and we give the Lord praise. Amen. Glory be to God again. We know that those pots are going already. Amen, Jesus. And we know that preparations are being made for tomorrow. Amen, Jesus. But we're not going to hold you long, people of God. And, of course, we're going to be rebroadcasting tonight. But we're going to be rebroadcasting one of our recent, amen, one of our recent speakers. Amen. We're going to be rebroadcasting her on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God again for each and every one. Amen. We thank God for our leaders. Glory to God. Blessing the Lord for them. Amen, Jesus. blessing God, amen, for every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, pastor, teacher, glory to God, every member in particular, amen, that makes up this great body of Christ, amen. We thank God for you. Glory to God. We thank God for you, amen, because let me tell you, sweet people of God, you are somebody, amen. There's purpose in you. Glory to God. The Lord has a plan for your life, amen. Glory to God. You're not just here existing, amen. Glory to God. But the Lord truly has a plan for your life. You're special. You are special to him, amen. Glory to God. You are so special. You are more special than you ever even know. Glory to God. And we just give God thanks for another day. Amen. Glory to God. Because we may not have recognized it on yesterday. Amen. But here it is another day. Amen. And then there's tomorrow. Glory be to God. For us to step right into the center of his will. Amen. That's what we want. We want to be in the center of his will. Amen. We don't want to go to the left. We don't want to go to the right. Amen, Jesus. But we want to be in the center of his will. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We give him thanks. Amen. Thanking him for my leaders on tonight, the late Apostle Dr. Anthony James. And glory to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking God as well for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thanking God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for Mother Carrie James. Amen. Glory be to God. She's the first lady of our ministry. Amen. We're praying for her. Amen. Praying for, glory to God, the first family. Glory to God. Praying for, amen, all of the leaders that are connected here to the PNN. Praying for leaders everywhere. Amen. We just need to pray for leaders everywhere. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's a trying time. It's a trying time to maintain, amen. It's a trying time because things are changing. Things are changing, glory to God. But in the midst of it, amen, we know that, amen, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He don't change, glory be to God, amen. His way, glory be to God. His order, glory be to God. It don't change, amen, glory to God. It don't change. Holiness is still right. Amen. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Glory be to God. And when we, amen, glory be to God, within everything within us, glory to God, endeavor to walk upright. Amen. Walk upright before the Lord. Amen. We obtain favor. We obtain favor from the Lord. Amen. We obtain blessed, Lord. Amen. When our hearts are right towards God, towards our fellow man. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but I feel all right in my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel another song. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we're not going to do it today. Amen. We're not going to do it. Amen. Glory to God. Like I said, we're not going to hold you long. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. But we, again, bless God for you. Amen. Thank you for coming out. Glory to God, we want to ask you, amen, again, if you would go ahead and invite someone else to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. We know, again, amen, that preparations are being made, amen. So, glory to God, if you ask tonight, you might not get that many people to come. But, hey, listen, let's just ask anyway, amen. Glory be to God. But we bless the Lord and we thank God again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, we're thanking God for our advisors. Glory to God, each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking them for our co-host. Glory to God, Minister Emmanuel, Evangelist Bonds. Thanking the Lord on tonight for all of the advisors. Amen. Glory to God, Evangelist Stamper, Minister Ollie. Thanking God for them. Amen. Thanking God on tonight for Sister Robin. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for Evangelist Jones. Glory be to God. A lot of times you're receiving follow-up calls from either her or Minister Emmanuel. Amen, Jesus. Or cards. Amen. You're receiving cards on behalf of the PNN from, glory to God. We thank God, Minister Emmanuel. amen, has a vibrant card ministry going, amen. And we thank God that he's extended that, amen, part of his ministry to the PNN, amen. So you're receiving cards, et cetera, amen. Know that they are sent in love by the man of God, amen. Glory be to God with the prayer and sealed it with a prayer, amen. Glory to God. And we just thank God for him. Amen. Thanking God for Sister Chelsea as well. Amen. Jesus. Glory to God. Just thanking God for everyone. Amen. Thank God for our intercessor now. Amen. Evangelist Paula Everett. Amen. Who prophetess. Amen. Who's now going on to be with the Lord. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God that, glory to God, she had the heart of the PNN in her heart. Amen. Glory to God. So we just believe she's praying for us now. Amen. Glory be to God. So again, we thank God for you, people of God. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Again, glory be to God for, amen, each of you. Amen. We pray that you have a beautiful Thanksgiving. Glory to God. And that, amen, you're able to spend time with your family, some quality time. There's a lot that has happened in this year. A lot happened last year. Glory be to God. And we need to spend quality time with one another. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. For each of you. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we're going to, amen, get ready to move forth with our program. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God, we're moving forth, amen, with the full program on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight we're going to, glory to God, ask for missionary Dorothy Fan. Amen. She's going to come and bless the line. Amen. As we move forward with our program on tonight.
Thanks, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The song says, without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I will fail. Without him, my life will be driven just like a shield. Without a sail, without him, I could do nothing. Without God, I would fail. Without him, my life would be different, just like a shield. Without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're coming for you right now, Lord God. Giving your name the praise. Giving your name the glory. Giving your name the honor, Lord God. We're coming for you this night, Lord God. Thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking and praising you right now, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us, Lord God. We're coming for you right now, Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for being such a great God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're coming for you right now, Lord God, to look down upon us this day and have mercy on our soul, Lord God. We're coming for you right now, Lord God, asking you right now, Lord God, to let the words of our mind, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon us, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, sin, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, forgive our iniquities, Lord God, transgressions, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, to accept us in your presence tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty power, Lord God. On this line tonight, Lord God, we're coming for you right now, Lord God, asking you to have your way and let your will be done tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, in the Hill service tonight, Lord God. The woman of God that you chose, Lord God, to bring forth the word tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you right now, Lord God, to have your way with her tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to let your word, Lord God, come, Lord God, and do, Lord God, what it needs to do, Lord God. We come asking you to let your word clear us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your word come, Lord God, and heal us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in every way that we need to be healed, Lord God. We come right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let your word, Lord God, heal the brokenhearted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's so much hurt, Lord God, in the land, Lord God. But we know, Lord God, that you're a healer, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you can mend the broken heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize and know, Lord God, without you, we can do nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we are nothing, Lord God. Without you, Lord God, we would fail, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for being our all in all, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, for just being, Lord God, there for us, Lord God, for being that healer, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, a savior, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, all that we need you to be, Lord God. All we need is in you, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, to come, Lord God, and sanctify the mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Just every hill, Lord God, is on the line, Lord God. Every state, Lord God, every country, Lord God. Every home, Lord God, every city, Lord God. Everybody that sits before you tonight, Lord God, that come this, looking for a word, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you, Lord God, have your will, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, yielding unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord God, yielding unto you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, we want you to have your way, Lord God, tonight, in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we yield to you tonight, Lord God. We say yes to your will, Lord God. We say yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to continue, Lord God, to have your way, Lord God. We ask you to look on the bereaved family, Lord God, everywhere, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch right now, Lord God, Mother Marcia, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, her family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the church family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God. Lift their hand, Lord God. Let them know that you ought to lift up our hand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch that heart, Lord God. Mend that broken heart, Lord God. Dry the tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move this day, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we will be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, to give your name the glory, to give your name the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're worthy tonight, Lord God, of every praise, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God, of every hallelujah, Lord God. You're worthy of every hand clap, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you tonight, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We're forever grateful unto you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For that prayer. We thank the Father's mind. Amen. To get our hearts ready. Amen. For the word. Amen. Got to get up all of the weeds. Amen, Jesus. We got to get them out so that we can hear clearly what thus saith the Lord unto us. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, I pray that you prepare your heart now. Amen. For a solo unto the Lord. God bless you.
They belong to
belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises, all day they belong to God. Let us praise His name. Let us praise His name in the morning, the noonday, the evening, all day. Let us praise His name. Oh, I love You, Lord. Yes, I love You, Lord. For Your goodness, Your mercy, Your peace and Your joy, yes, I love You, Lord. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Oh, we love You, Lord. Yes, we love You, Lord. For Your goodness, Your mercy, Your peace and Your joy, yes, we love You, Lord. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Yes, they belong to God. They belong to God.
Hallelujah, glory be to God. They belong to God. They belong to God, people of God. You ought to give them some praise right there. Give them some honor. Amen. Just glorify Him right there where you are. Amen, Jesus. Just give it to Him. Give it to Him, people of God. Amen. Give Him honor. Bless Him tonight. Lord God, honor Him. Praise Him, Lord God, for the scripture declared that praise is comely for the upright. Amen. Lord God, it's in our hearts, amen. It burns in our hearts, burns in our soul, in our lips, amen, upon our lips. Lord God, the praises of the Lord, amen, always, always going forth. Amen. Lord God, we just want to remind you one more time, if you have not, if you would, to please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and invite someone to come on the line with us, amen. Lord God, as we're preparing for the word, amen, we want to thank again Sister Robin, amen, for that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful solo, amen. They belong to God, amen. Everything, every praise, amen, is to our God, amen. Jesus, glory to God again. Go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on online to be with us. Tell them to dial in. Amen. If you have social media, go ahead and put it out there. Amen. Go ahead and put it out there. Amen. So that the people can come, so that they can come and be blessed. Amen. We want the people to be blessed. Are we not blessed? Amen. Are we not blessed with this word? Are we not blessed with all that the Lord is doing for us, people of God? Listen, we don't want to keep it to ourselves. We want others to come and be blessed as well. Amen. Glory to God. We want others to be blessed. Amen, Jesus. We're not a selfish people. Amen. But we want others to be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So God bless you again, people of God. Go ahead. Invite a couple of people to come on in to be with us on tonight. Amen. And now, people of God, we're preparing for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have a woman of God with us on tonight who truly, truly, truly loves the Lord. Amen, Jesus. I've had an opportunity, amen, to touch bases with her a couple of times. Amen, Jesus. I love her spirit. I love her spirit. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, faith knows faith. Ain't that right? Yeah, that's right. Amen. Glory be to God. Just to tell you a little bit about this woman of God, amen, as we stated, amen, this is her first time with us. Amen. Glory to God coming forth to speak. Amen, Jesus. But she has been on the line with us a couple of times. But this woman of God, amen, she's an evangelist. Amen. She's a pastor. Pastor Shermer Maynard. This woman of God was born in Trinidad. And she actually grew up in St. Croix, U.S. Virgin Islands. She attended, amen, high school in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. She attended the Lee University and School of Theology. This woman of God gave her life to the Lord at the age of 14. Amen, Jesus. At 17, she was called into ministry and started preaching at the age of 18 there in Brooklyn, New York. Amen. Her ministry has extended throughout the United States, the Caribbean, and internationally. This evangelist, this woman of God, Evangelist Sherma, amen, she has pastored and pioneered several churches. She was also youth pastor and assistant pastor. And this woman of God, amen, she founded Spirit-Empowered Ministries, where she has hosted an annual international conference, an annual youth conference, and also hosts a monthly women's warrior seminar, as well as a weekly radio program. People of God, the motto is, if I can help someone as I go along the way, then my living shall not be in vain. We are so grateful, amen, at the Lord's bidding. We thank God that this woman of God said yes, amen, to the Lord to come and bless the people of God on tonight. People of God, we present to you and introduce to you on tonight God's messenger for the hour, evangelist Shirma Maynard. God bless you, woman of God. If you just press star 6 on your phone so that we can get you over to the broadcast side. Amen. If you just press star 6, amen, you should be over.
Amen, amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Amen. Okay, praise God. Thank you so much, Evangelist Annette. Thank you so much for having me on your prayer line. It's been a long time. We spoke a long time, but there are so many things that, you know, I have been doing and, you know. But anyway, I thank God as I obey the Spirit of the Lord and called you last week or this past weekend. But I thank God. I thank God that I have this opportunity, or he has allowed me to have this opportunity to share with you, because the Spirit of God has been speaking. God has been speaking to his people in the midst of this global pandemic. God is giving us as his people what we need to do and how we need to do it. And so I pray that we are listening to the Spirit of Almighty God. And all you wonderful folks that are out there that is under the sound of my voice, I pray that this word, as this word grip hold of my heart, that it will grip hold of your heart. And God will do a transformation, bring illumination, bring understanding and revelation as he allowed me to share what he has put within my heart. So I want to start off and read, and I'm telling you, the song that we just sang, powerful, the prayer, powerful, the worship, and I sense the presence of Almighty God. And I know God is going to bless us tonight through this word. I want to look at Isaiah 60, the 60th chapter of Isaiah. And I'm just going to read a couple of verses, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 says, "Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. See, darkness covered the earth, and thick darkness or gross darkness is over the people. But the Lord arise upon you, and his glory is over you." What I want to leave with us tonight briefly is that we are transporters of light. We are transporters of light. If you're near somebody or you know somebody, you tell them you are a transporter of light. The scripture affirms to us that darkness will cover the earth. A matter of fact, the scripture said gross darkness will cover the earth and will cover the people. All know that we are currently living in some dark times, and the darkness is going to get worse. I first want us to understand what this darkness is about, what the writer is talking about when he says darkness and deep darkness or heavy, it's like a heavy cloud that is over the people. A deep spiritual darkness. And he said that the people somewhat is under this darkness. Now, darkness, what is darkness? According to the Bible, darkness connotes everything that is evil. It is corruption. It is sin to the highest. Proverbs 2 and 13 to 14 tells us, "Who have left the straight path to walk in dark ways? Who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil?" This is what we're talking about. This is what darkness is. The Bible tells us in John 3 and 19 that the people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Spiritual darkness is to a state of where a person living apart from God. God is not in their lives. God is not controlling their lives. There is going to be a time when people will not put up for the soundness of the gospel because they are living. There is a spiritual darkness that is over the people. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul uses the word rulers, which indicates a top level of evil spiritual in the heavenly realms, and where wickedness is beyond our understanding that is taking place. Paul said in highest ranking places that darkness, sin, will be operating in this world. And we cannot deny the fact that we are seeing it right before our very eyes. Even in the midst of this pandemic, we are seeing the wickedness and the evil and the darkness that is taking place. We got to understand that when back in the Bible time, that when Pharaoh had rule, there is still a spirit of Pharaoh on the land, holding people in captivity. The spirit of Pharaoh is designed to keep individuals in bondage. It is designed to keep people from coming to know who Jesus Christ. We cannot deny that we are living in a time where the spirit of Goliath is still on the land, mocking and trying to intimidate God's children, harass God's children, bully God's children. This is the spirit of Goliath. This is what Goliath was doing. We cannot deny that there is a spirit of Ahab in men and women to hide in caves and promote sexual immorality in the land, manipulating and controlling of God's people through witchcraft and sorcery. We cannot deny the fact that the spirit of Absalom is still in the land, dividing homes and churches and relationships. Absalom tried to kill his very own father. Darkness that is taking place over this earth. But I'm here to let you know tonight that in the midst of the darkness, God always have a light. When the spirit of Pharaoh was on the land, there was a Moses. When the spirit of Goliath on the land, there was a David. When the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel was on the land, there was an Elijah and an Elisha. And when the spirit of Absalom was on the land, there was Joab that stood for God. God always have a remnant. God always has somebody that will stand up. And God is depending on us in this time and in this season for us to walk as transporters of light because of the darkness that we are facing in this person that has both electric and magnetic movement and can travel in waves, the high wave of energy, the energy that comes maybe from a radio wave or a microwave. So as believers and saints of God, when we walk into the dark place, we supposed to radiate light. You are sending out waves or rays of light because you are a transporter of light. The Bible tells us in John 1:4-5, it says the light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Glory. So when you walk in to a dark place or a dark situation, God's light that is on you should radiate in that area, should send waves of ray in that area. The Bible tells us in 1 John 1:5 that God is light and there is no darkness in him at all. In Isaiah 5:20, he said how horrible it will be for you, for those who call evil good and good evil, who turn darkness into light and light into darkness. You see, you got to understand, my brothers and sisters, the power of light. Light is powerful. Light can travel at a speed of 186,000 miles per second. That tells us that light can travel over enormous distance. A matter of fact, there is no limit to how far your light can travel when you walk in God. And if God is in you, light should be in you. And when you walk into places that seem to be dead, it should come alive because the light of God is in you. Oh, glory be to God. As a transporter, a child of God, there is no limit to where your light can go. If you can be at one place in the light of God, and that light can travel, hallelujah, like how the waves travel on the sea. According to the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus affirmed to us in Matthew 5. He said, you are the light of the world. My God, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Oh God, you cannot hide light. He said, can't even put it, if you try to put it under a bushel, my God, the light will still shine. He said, let your light so shine before me that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. I don't know if some of you ever heard that song, but as a little girl coming up in the house of the Lord, I used to hear the old saints singing, so let your lower light be burning. Send a gleam across the wave. Some poor, struggling demon, may rescue and you may save. You see, this is what your light can do. When you light up an area, it can help somebody that has been walking in darkness. Somebody that may need Jesus Christ. It might be a prostitute. It might be an alcoholic. It might be a homosexual. It might be an adulterer or a liar or a fornicator It tells us, for you are all sons of light and the sons of day. We are not of night or darkness. We are children of the light. And in the midst of all that is happening, and in the midst of all this pandemic, for transporters of light to shine in this time where somebody may need you. Just the other day, I was sharing with some individuals, and I was telling them, I said, in this pandemic, we have had suicide, we have had divorce, and so many individuals got divorced. In this pandemic, the spirit of fear rose to a level that it has never rose before. And individuals are walking around in fear and wondering what's going to happen, what's going to take place next. Oh, God, when they see your light, it will bring hope to them that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and he is still in control of all that is taking place in this time. Can I challenge us? Can I challenge myself tonight? I don't want to be too long to you, but can I challenge us tonight to be transporters? Be transporters of God's light. Be bearers. Be carriers of God's light. There is somebody that is looking for help. Somebody is looking for deliverance. And when they see your light, it will give them hope. Oh, glory be to God. The text that I read in Isaiah, oh, my ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to let you know that some scholars believe that this is the time, this is the end time that they're talking about, when it talks about darkness covering the earth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, can't you not see it? My sister, just not too long ago, showed me a picture of a four-year-old boy. Parents that put a demonic tattoo on his back, and a demonic, and put another one demonic, and that is not darkness. My sister friend is a teacher in the school, and she teaches the fourth graders. He's 4 years old, so she teaches them, and this is K-5. She teaches them, and this little boy is carrying around a demonic tattoo that his parents placed on him. They literally sold him over to Satan. This is darkness that is taking place on our earth right now, which rise to its highest in this time. And my brothers and sisters, I should be almost ashamed to say this, but it's very strong in the church. It's very prevalent in the church, witchcraft and sorcery that is within the body of Christ. Darkness. Oh, but can I say to you, even though the righteous says that darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness over the people. You see, when darkness is over people, they do a lot of wickedness. They do a lot of evil. There's a lot of corruption that is taking place. Oh, but can we say tonight, glory be to God. God got some transporters of light that will stand for him, and they will walk into areas that will radiate and light up that area. Wherever a child of God is, you could be on your job. Oh, glory be to God. You will be a light on that job. You could be, oh God, in your home, a light in your home. You could be walking down the street and a light
something about him that says you are radiating, and that opened up the door for me to tell them about the light who is Jesus Christ. I said, the only reason I am lighting up is because I am carrying the light of Jesus, and you too can carry that light. Or can I encourage us tonight, oh glory be to God, to be transporters of God's light, to be barriers of God's light, to be carriers of God's light in this dark time. Can I don't want to frighten anybody, but can I say to you that it's not going to get any better. The pandemic is a prelude to what is about to take place on planet Earth. My God and my brothers and sisters, you've got to find yourself in God, in Christ. You've got to be connected to the light so that you can radiate as a light in this dark times. That's how I encourage you tonight, that to be transporters of God's light, be carriers of light tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, I know I'm supposed to do a prayer. Evangelist, help me here because I'm not familiar with all that we do. So jump in here and let me know where we go from here. Glory be to God.
Yes, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If there's any who would like to give the fire to the Lord, or any that family themselves of this word, if you would just open the platform and invite them to come. If they want to come to Jesus at this time,
hallelujah.
Off the call. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yes, can I say to us in this, my brothers and sisters, and if there is any under the sound of my voice, oh, glory be to God, that don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, can I say to you, this is not the time to play cute and like you don't want Jesus. He is the only light that is going to help us through these dark times.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever a time, my brothers and sisters, you will need Jesus, it is now. So if there is anyone here that don't know him, oh, glory be to God, can I say to you tonight, get in the safety of God. Because you are not guaranteed if you're outside of God. You are not guaranteed. But once you are in God, once you have said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, change me, transform me. I believe that your son Jesus Christ died for my sins, my God. And tonight, I want to be a transporter of your light. Oh, glory be to God. Help me, Father God. Save me. Deliver me. And change me. My God. He said, believe by faith that it will be done according to his word. His word cannot lie. By faith, believe him that he can transform you. He can do a metamorphosis with you right now and transform you. Oh, glory be to God, to be a transporter of his light. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And for those of us that know Jesus, hallelujah, I know we are going through some rough times. Hallelujah. many have experienced death. Can I share this with you? A friend of mine called me not too long ago and said, Sherman, no, I think she texted me. And said to me, Sherma, God spoke to me just before Barack Obama was about to leave office. I hear what God told her. And when she told me, that thing ripped into my heart. She said, God told me that the black horse is leaving, but the pale horse is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers and sisters, do you know what that means? In Revelation, the pale horse is death. My brothers and sisters, for the past couple of years, what have we have been experiencing? Millions of people have died on the hands of wicked people in high places. Dark evil that is taking place in darkness. And this is not the platform right now, but maybe another time I could share with you what the Spirit of God showed me that is taking place in this time. Darkness is covering the earth. Death, and I know some of you, your household has experienced it. Some of you are still grieving. My dear evangelist Annette, still grieving. Death has taken place. Some of us are discouraged. We are despondent of what is taking. Let me tell you what's happening in Antigua right now. I have joined in prayer with them. Listen to what's happening. The government of Antigua is forcing everybody to take the vaccine. Now, I'm not telling anybody anything. This is a personal thing. This is between you and God, okay? But the government forcing individuals to take the vaccine, and those that are deciding not taking the vaccine, they lost their jobs. Many of them have lost their jobs. Many of them are not getting their pension. Many who send off for barrels sometimes come in. The barrels are at the port, and they're not allowing them to go and claim their barrels if they don't have the vaccine. This is what's taking place. The individuals are being forced. Their constitutional rights are being taken away from them. And they called upon me the other day. They said, Sherma, join us. We're going in prayer. We're getting some of the ministers and the pastors. One pastor told us that she and her husband have been teachers for years, and they have a mortgage to pay, and they decide that they are not taking the vaccine. She said, well, their job is on the line. But they said, we are going to stand with God. This is what we are facing in this time. So if there is anyone that needs prayer, oh, those of you that may be hurting, those of you that may be going through, and you need prayer, oh God, we will pray.
Can we get that box?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a prayer that I want to pray over us. And I don't know who is signaling for prayer, evangelist, or how you do it, and you know, who is.
Mm-hmm. Woman of God, anyone that would like prayer, just press star 6. You can press star 6 and come over to the platform and make your prayer request. Just press star 6.
Glory
to God. Glory to
God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus, just now,
now. He will save you. He will save you.
Hallelujah.
He will save you. Just now. Just now. He will save you. He will save you just now. He is able. He is able. He is able just now. Just anyone that would like to just press star 6 and come on over. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Just believe.
All right, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Press star 6 again and try to come over. Okay. Okay. Now take your phone off of mute. Look, you're on the broadcast side. We can see you. You just need to take your phone off of mute. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God, amen. Let's see, can you press star 6 again? And let's see if we can bring you over. So press star 6 again. Again, caller. Okay, there you are. Let me see if we can get you over. Okay, go ahead, caller. Press star 6.
Praise
okay,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. There you are. We can hear you now.
All right, God bless you. This is Gwen. I would like to request prayer for the children. I mean, in general, all the children, that they may be as a child is supposed to be until they're grown, and respectful to all adults. Just a general prayer for the children to lead them and guide them the way they should go so they don't go astray.
Amen. Amen.
for a safe giving to put my strength in the Lord, the women at the Work Release Center, and my family, and Evangelist Bradley. Thank you. And PNN.
Amen. We sure will. We sure will. We sure will. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Go ahead, caller. We're still trying to get you over. Amen. Glory to God. We should be able to hear you. It looks like you're off of mute now. Press star 6 for us again. Press star 6. Again, we don't see you on the broadcast line. Press star 6 for us again. And people of God, we just want to ask you to be patient with us. Amen, Jesus. So many times the enemy's fighting. Glory to God. Don't want people to come over. Glory to God. We know how the enemy, amen, Jesus, tries to get in the midst. Glory to God. But we got time. Amen. We got time for Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Because we are not defeated. We are not defeated. Amen. Glory be to God. We are not defeated. Glory to God. And we thank God again on tonight for the word. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, just want to ask our caller, amen, to one more time, just press star 6 and try to come over to the broadcast side. Just press star 6 one more time. Don't be anxious. Amen. Glory to God. Don't be anxious. Glory to God. We got time. Amen. It looks like we have two callers trying to come over. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. 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 We're going to, amen. Looks like you're kind of stuck there. Let's see here. Can we get you to press star 6? Amen. Either of you, if we can get you to press star 6. To see if we can get you on the broadcast side. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Looks like you're stuck. Amen. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask you to disconnect and dial back in. So if you could disconnect and just dial back in. Looks like we have two callers that are trying to get over. We don't know if it's a system error. Amen. But we're seeing you. So if you'll just disconnect and dial back in, and let's see if we can get you on like that. Amen. But we're going to wait for you. Amen. We got time for you. Amen. Glory to God. We just, again, bless the Lord. Amen. For, amen, you, each of you, people of God, we bless the Lord for you. Amen. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Both of our callers trying to come in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We know the enemy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, we already know. Amen, Jesus. When the enemy begins to fight like this, glory to God. We know it is the divine will of God. Amen. We already know. Glory be to God. We're not blinded. Amen, Jesus, by his tactics. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We're not blinded at all. Glory to God. But one thing we know, amen, Jesus, that we are not defeated. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For, Amen. The woman of God on tonight, for the word on tonight, we thank God for each and every one of you for making the sacrifice to come out and be with us here on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As we've already stated, we know, glory to God, that those pots are going. Amen. We know, glory to God, that you're already getting ready. Amen. For tomorrow. Amen. Just thankful, thankful, thankful. Thankful to the Lord. Glory to God. Thankful. Amen. For all that he's done. Glory to God. Let us certainly, amen, keep in mind this word on tonight. Glory to God. Let us keep in mind this word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Let us keep in mind this word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Looks like we're trying to bring our callers back in. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We're going to ask Minister Emmanuel, if you're able, can you give us a hand? Amen, I believe. Amen. Those are our new converts trying to come over. Glory be to God, and we want to try to bring them in, try to get them in. Amen. So if you could just hold the line. Yes, if you would.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. And as that's for stated, amen, we pray that you bear with us, be patient. Amen. Anything to reach, amen, the souls of men. Amen. Reaching of the world at any cost. Hallelujah. Praise God for the word that we heard on tonight. Amen. Beautiful message. Amen. And God is getting us ready for that great day. God is preparing, amen, his people. Amen. For the coming of the Lord. For we know the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The Lord, amen, he's coming himself. He's going to descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. He's not going to come down to this, amen, sin-cursed earth. But the Lord, he's going to stop in the midair. He's going to crack the sky. Amen. And those that are ready, amen, when the rapture comes, amen, shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they be with the Lord. Amen. Forevermore. Amen. This is our goal. This is what we're trying to do. Amen. Is to be ready so that we can be caught up when the Lord come back to gather his jewel. We give God glory tonight. Amen. We say, amen, it pays for us to seek the Lord. As the woman of God said in the message, we're living in perilous times. We're living in the last days. And truly, death is on the horizon. Amen. People are killing without a cause. They're killing without a reason. Doing it because. Just because. Amen. But God, amen. Amen. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. God knows how to deliver his people. Amen. From this wickedness. Amen. But while we're here, amen, the Lord, he said he would keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Trouble may be all around, but it shall not come nigh thy dwelling. It didn't say that the enemy wasn't going to try, but we know that the Lord, amen, has a hedge all around about us. Glory be to God. Amen. We give God glory tonight. Amen. We give the Lord's name the praise. Amen. Song says, I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. He purchased my salvation on Calvary. Amen. Tonight we want to encourage you, if you don't know the Lord, amen, we want to encourage you to get to know the Lord. Amen. Get to know the Lord while you have a chance. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man's thought. Let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him. To our God he will pardon. Amen. We encourage you to seek the Lord while there's still time, because the day is going to come where you're not going to be able to seek the Lord, and he will not be found. Amen. You'll call him, but he will not answer. Amen. You'll cry, amen, but the Lord will not come to your rescue. But today, amen, while his mercy is still striving, while the Lord is still standing there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. Amen. Come to Jesus now. Amen. My brother, my sister. Amen. Young man, young lady. Amen. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you surrender all to the Lord and follow him? Amen. He will show you how. He will show you the way. He will show you. He will tell you, amen, what to do. He will show you how to live right. He will teach you how to live holy. You may say, well, I've never been brought up in church before. I didn't go to church as a child. Well, it's never too late. Amen. As long as there's breath in your body, you have a chance. You have a chance, amen, to be saved. You have a chance, amen, to learn of the Lord. He said, come unto me, all ye that laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Jesus, amen, will teach you and show you how. But you got to be willing, amen, to surrender, amen, your all to the Lord today. Amen. Trust God. Amen. Let God take your hand and lead you. Somebody said, songwriter said, take my hand and lead me on. Lead me on from place to place. Lead me on from grace to grace. Savior, take my hand and lead me on. Glory be to God. Amen. The Lord is calling tonight. Amen. We heard the word. What are we going to do about it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. While we're still trying to get these souls to come over, amen, to make their prayer requests, amen, known. Amen. He said, let your moderation be known. Amen. Your quest be known unto all men. Amen. That we could touch and agree in prayer. Knowing that, amen, we put our forces together, we could bind up the enemy. We could bind up the hand of the adversary. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth, hallelujah, glory to your name, God, shall be loosed in heaven. God has given us the power and ability to bind up every evil work and to loose, amen, the Spirit of God and his righteousness. Amen. We believe God, amen, just as he said. Glory be to God. Amen. Put your minds on Jesus, people of God. Amen. Let's bring our minds into harmony. Let's bring our minds, amen, into one accord. Amen. Bring our minds, amen, in. Amen. Believe in, amen, that God, amen, is going to do great things for us tonight. Amen. That God is going to, amen, turn things around. Somebody needs him for one thing. Somebody else needs God for another. But you know what? We all have a need tonight. And whatever your need is, lay it on the altar tonight. Redeem the life from destruction tonight. Satisfy our mouth with good things. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, quicken us by your spirit tonight. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. Oh, God, be dwelling in us. He shall also quicken our mortal bodies. Oh, God, just one touch tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, let your presence be felt tonight. Let your nearness be, oh, God, be recognized. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, God, you sit high on the cross. You sit high on the throne. You reign forevermore. in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way, God. Have your way in our life, Lord. Oh, God, work a miracle tonight. Oh, God, move the hand of the enemy. Move every stumbling block tonight. In the name of Jesus, bind up the adversary. Bind up the works of the devil tonight. Cast him into outer darkness. Send him back to that bottomless pit where he come from. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the devourer for our sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of our ground. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we know that you're able tonight. Oh, God, manifest tonight. Oh, God, speak through us tonight, God. Anoint us in the Holy Ghost. Anoint us in power, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, open our hearts tonight that we may receive you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open our minds up tonight, God, that we'll think according to your will. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Oh, God, we know you're able tonight. Oh, God, move. Move by your spirit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the souls of men tonight. Oh, God, that come with their prayer requests. Oh, God, we pray right now. Oh, God, that you will answer every prayer request tonight. Answer every petition, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal. Healing for the body. Healing for the soul. Healing for the mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every family tonight. Oh, God, that are grieving. Those that have lost loved ones. Those whose hearts have been broken, in the name of Jesus, those whose lives have been shattered from the storms of life, in the name of Jesus, oh God, tests and trials, they come to choke them out tonight, but Lord, we ask you to breathe on them, breathe breath back into their body, back into their spirit, in the name of Jesus, oh God, somebody dreams. Somebody's dreams have been shattered. Somebody has given up or their hope, desire. But Lord, you restore tonight. You send restoration in the name of Jesus. Restore the mind tonight. Oh God, restore the joy of your people. Restore the peace of God that's the path of all understanding in the name of Jesus. Oh God, put a praise back in somebody's spirit in the name of Jesus. Cause men right now to take off the garment of heaviness and put on the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the trouble, in the midst of circumstances, I yet will praise thee. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart, in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word, oh God, that men ought to always to pray, and not to faint. You said in everything, to give thanks, for this is the will of Christ, concerning us. We say thank you tonight, in the midst of trouble. We say thank you tonight, in the midst of burdens. We say thank you tonight, in spite of it all. We may not understand everything, but we still lift our hands towards heaven and say thank you. We open our mouth. We shout with the voice of triumph. We shout with victory. Yeah, glory. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the victory. Satan is already defeated. God is exalted. And Jesus is Lord. You're Lord of lords. You're King of kings. You're the Savior of the world. You are God alone. In
in the name of Jesus, oh God, send your virtue, let your virtue go out tonight, let it heal, let it deliver, let it set free, let it loose every shackle tonight, set the captive free, liberate them that are bound, open the blinded eyes, cause the lame to walk, in the name of Jesus, restore backsliders tonight, those that drifted away, oh God, have mercy on them, bring them back, give them a mind, a mind to serve you, a mind to walk upright, a mind to speak the truth in their heart, in the name of Jesus, your will tonight, your will be done, Lord, we make ourselves available, Lord, here am I, if you want somebody, here am I, you told to let our light shine, and men may see our good works, and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you're able tonight, God. Move in signs and wonders, miracles to follow, in the name of Jesus, let the weak say I'm strong, let the sick say I'm healed, God, we speak faith right now, oh God, we speak faith, oh God, where there is doubt, oh God, replace it with faith, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where there is fear, move fear out the way, God, give us holy boldness, help us to step out on faith, help us to trust you with our whole heart, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, make a way, where there seems to be no way, open up the door that closed, in the name of Jesus, oh God, make a way for your people, oh God, provide tonight, make provisions, God, oh God, Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, in the name of Jesus, you did it before, you will do it again, oh God, show up in our situations tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we bless your holy name tonight, oh God, we bless your holy name, oh God, look on the children tonight, God, oh God, look on our young people tonight, have mercy on them, oh God, save their souls, Lord, oh God, keep them covered under the blood of Jesus, even as they go to work, God, even as they go to school, Lord, oh God, in the neighborhood, Lord, oh God, have mercy on our young people, touch their minds tonight, God, those that are standing on the corners, those that are standing in the streets, walking up and down to and fro, have mercy on their minds, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are drugs overtaking them, those that are drug pushers tonight, oh God, have mercy on them, God, those that are popping pills, have mercy on them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, reach our youth tonight, reach our young people, God, give them a mind to be saved, let somebody, God, cross their path, that will lead them to Christ, let somebody be an example for them, in the name of Jesus, oh God, have mercy on them, God, oh God, touch their minds tonight, oh God, cause them to walk upright, cause them to do what's right, God, in the name of Jesus, stop them from robbing and stealing, stop them from killing one another, stop them from pushing the drugs, in the name of Jesus, deliver them tonight, Lord, deliver them, Jesus, oh God, keep them covered under the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, going to the prison house, oh God, so many of our people, young people, up in the prison house, oh God, have mercy on them, Jesus, oh God, save their souls, in the name of Jesus, oh God, deliver them, Father God, but God, if you don't deliver them, Father, we just pray that you will save them, forgive their sins, God, oh God, the mistake that they made, oh God, whether known or unknown, whether intentional or unintentional, oh God, have mercy on them, look beyond their faults tonight, look beyond the mistake that they made, look beyond the wrong that they have done, oh God, and forgive them, oh God, see their need tonight, their need to be saved, their need to be delivered, in the name of Jesus, oh God, lead them and guide them, into all truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the souls on the line tonight. Oh, God, bless them. God, bless their desire to seek after your faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you for it. We trust you for it. Oh, God, we count it done right now. Oh, God, we pray this prayer in faith, believing and doubting nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Thank God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know if we have, amen, the saints, amen, the souls.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for holding the line. Amen, Jesus. We were not able to, amen, get one of them back. Amen, Jesus. But we do pray, glory to God, that they would reach out to us, amen. And the other one was just having technical difficulties, but nevertheless, we thank God on tonight. We thank him, we bless him, amen. We thank God for that fervent prayer on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. So we'll just let you go ahead and close, man of God, in the event we catch the other caller coming back in, amen. So if you could just go ahead and close for us tonight. Amen. We thank
amen.
God.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. People of God. Amen. We praise God. Amen. We give God all the glory for the great things that he has done, even for the great things that he's yet going to do. Amen. Continue to walk in, amen, and faith. Continue to stand on God's holy word. Amen. Everything else is going to pass away, but God's word is going to stand and abide forever. Amen. We praise God tonight, people of God. We pray that you have been blessed through the message, amen, that you have heard. We thank God for the messenger, the woman of God. Amen. We pray God's speed over her life. We pray that God will continue, amen, to open up the door of others for her, that she may evermore declare God's word all over the world, even in the atmosphere. Amen, because the word of God is needed. This is what's going to change the world, is the word of God. Politics is not going to change the word of God. Amen. Anything else is not going to change the word of God. Amen. The world. Only thing that's going to change the world is the word of God. Amen. We got to have God's word. Amen. And we are vessels, instruments, amen, that we have been assigned, amen, to go and be a witness, amen, to the lost souls of men. We want to encourage you, people of God, let your light so shine, amen, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify the Father, which is in heaven. Amen. If you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text us at 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, please text us at 912-257-3918. To all of our international listeners, amen, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by reaching out to us by using WhatsApp, amen, what text us at area code 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, you can, amen, get a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp and texting us at 678-608-7234. Amen. Upon your request for a copy, we'll be sure, amen, to give, amen, you the copy, amen, as soon as possible. Amen, Lord's willing. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for this night. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Once again, people of God, amen, we want to encourage you, amen, to support this ministry. Amen, as you, amen, have been doing. Amen. Also, if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, you could sow into the ministry, amen, by cash apping us, amen, at, amen, $ gift of prayer. Once again, amen, if the Lord is leading you to be a blessing to this ministry and to sow into the Prayer News Network Global for the furthering of the gospel and for the outreach of this ministry, you can do so by cash apping us. And the cash app address is $ gift of prayer. Once again, $ gift of prayer. And whatever you sow into this ministry will be used for that purpose
and that purpose alone. So we just praise God. We give God glory. Thank God for each and every one of you that have come, amen, to, amen, this, amen, the line tonight has come, amen, to, amen, listening on this broadcast. Amen. Don't leave the same way you came. Amen. We declare it and we decree it in Jesus' name that you will not leave off this line the same way that you got on in Jesus' name. We count it done right now. Amen. We want to wish each and every one of you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Amen. We pray that you enjoy your day. Amen. With your families, your friends, whoever you choose to spend the day with. But don't forget to stop and give God thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth to all generations. Amen. Give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord praise for all that he has done for you, and you will see God continuously blessing you. So this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Let's pray, amen, for our visionary. Let's pray one for another that we may be healed. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you. Father God, continue to be with us, continue to lead us and guide us. As we depart from this phone line, this conference tonight, but never from your presence, we pray that you would keep us in your will, hold us in the hollow of your hand, keep our hearts and minds stayed on you. As we slumber and sleep tonight, God, send your angels of protection to cover us under the mighty hand of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Until we shall meet again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. People of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Be blessed. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. And we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Blessings unto you. Peace and love. God bless you.
Goodbye.